An elderly man has died in a fire at a retirement complex south of the coast overnight. Fireys were called to a unit in Burpengary, finding it well alight with the body of an 83-year-old located inside. Neighbouring residents were also evacuated. A crime scene has been established and investigations are now underway. The Sunshine Coast-based RACQ Lifelight Rescue Chopper crew are being praised for their efforts performing a difficult winch operation at sea this week. They were tasked to a shipping container vessel about 5 nautical miles off the coast after reports that a crew member had fallen ill. The Queensland Ambulance Service flight paramedic was winched down to the ship to retrieve the patient. The man was then flown to Sunshine Coast University Hospital for further treatment. The local government election is 4 days away, although thousands of locals have already visited a pre-polling centre to have their say. There are 6 candidates running for the top job with Sunshine Coast Council and 4 in Noosa. Wayne Parcell is running for mayor here on the coast. The lawyer and public service medalist tells us the community is looking for real service.
What I'm hearing is that people are really looking for that transparency. They're looking for someone real. They're looking for someone who's going to deliver real service to them again. They're looking for real cultural change. The only way the Sunshine Coast region is going to progress is if we go forward together.
Briefly, more than 200 people have been charged across the coast since a high-visibility policing operation began 12 months ago aimed at preventing and disrupting youth crime. And anyone caught vandalising vegetation could be fined more than $130,000. That's the warning issued by council after trees and shrubs were ripped out in a protected wildlife corridor at Perugian Springs recently.